You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Clean Slate Act has recently been under discussion as activists fight for the scheme to be extended to those who have been imprisoned. The scheme currently allows criminal records to be sealed, drastically assisting former criminals with getting employed, becoming a tenant, and getting a mortgage. The scheme currently does not apply to those who've been imprisoned within their lifetime, instead focusing on those who have paid fines or undergone other forms of capital punishment. To learn more about the scheme and how it could be changed, I spoke to Liam Martin, a criminology professor at the University of Wellington. I first asked him to give a more in-depth explanation of the scheme.
So the Clean Slate Act allows people to get their criminal records sealed after a period of time. So usually after 7 years, people are eligible to get their records sealed. And this is really important because records lead to exclusion from many of the institutions that secure human well-being, particularly work and housing. So allowing people to get their records sealed after a period of time is a kind of crucial step to fostering social inclusion and reintegration to the society. But the crucial thing to note is that if you've been to prison, you're not eligible for the Clean Slate Act. You can't get your record sealed ever. So this really sets up situations of what we might think of as perpetual punishment, you know, where people are locked out of these key institutions, again, like work and housing, basically forever.
What sort of effects does a prisoner's crime record have on job seeking?
I think intuitively we can understand the say. Like, it's hard to get a job, and if you've got a criminal record, it makes it damn near impossible. But most employers now are doing record checks. There's been a big expansion in the criminal records system and the use of records by employers. I think a lot of employers do it without even thinking too much about it. You just have a box to check, you know, do you have a criminal record? And if you don't, and you don't have to click that box, then you hardly notice the question. If you do have a criminal record, that question is the bane of your existence. You know, sometimes this in the scholarly literature, sometimes they call a record a negative credential. So in the same way that like a qualification. You know, when you go for a job, you put forward your CV and a qualification as a positive credential that will, you know, facilitate access. You know, a record is the inverse of that, a negative credential. Anytime you go for a job, you're forced to front this negative credential. And it's incredibly punitive and exclusionary.
If employers are seeing that people have a criminal record and they are deciding to not hire people based on that fact, should we maybe be trying to move more employers towards the direction of employing prisoners? Should we be maybe making programs to teach them that not everyone who is in prisons will be a bad employee?
I think the question for us as a society, you know, is do we want to have thousands of people locked out of the key institutions of social life, like work and housing, again, more or less permanently? You know, is that something we want? You know, and I don't think we do. I think, the system has emerged slowly over time. It's not as though, there was some person who sat down and thought, okay, let's make sure that all these people have these negative credentials that are going to lock them out of the key kind of social institutions. You know, it emerges in a roundabout way. But that is the impact. You know, over the last several decades in New Zealand, we have locked up record numbers of people. Thousands and thousands of people have been incarcerated. And when, you know, it doesn't end at the prison gate. You know, when people get out, there's another kind of incarceration, another kind of punishment that continues to happen outside. So, like the RNZ article that has been getting a lot of press recently leads with the story of a man who got out of jail in 1978. and he still can't get a job because of his record 50 years later. You know, is this the situation that we want? And I don't think we do.
If we do implement the clean slate system for people who have been imprisoned, should there be a point where it's like this crime is too extreme for someone to not have to have that disclosed on their employment record versus is this a length of time that someone's been in prison that should be allowed to be waived?
I think there is a technical debate to be had about exactly the way that the legislation should work. And I think most of us could imagine situations where, say, we wouldn't want sex offenders to get out of prison and then work in a school, you know, or maybe someone who's got a history of financial fraud to get a job in a bank. But these are a very small number of cases, you know. The role that records are now playing in New Zealand is systematically entrenching patterns of social marginality. You know, basically, we've got a criminal justice system that systematically targets poor and working class Maori people across the board and then gives them records that further excludes them from the key institutions of social life, like work and housing. Is that what we want? You know, now, to remedy that situation, I think changing the Clean Slate Act would be an important step, you know. That it doesn't include anyone who's been to prison is just a complete failure of the legislation. But we actually need to do a lot more than that too. And like, I think there's a point at which, you know, when we're having these discussions publicly, we can get bogged down in the details of the legislation. I think that stuff can be worked out as we go along. But you know, this is a big problem, a systemic problem that's entrenching, you know, long-standing patterns of inequality and really amplifying them, you know. In the US case, there's really good research now on the way that criminal records are a key driver of inequality across the society, where you have already marginalized people who get records and then they're further excluded. You know, in this way, I think we need to start thinking about records as a structural driver of inequality, you know. And so that's where I would try to come at the Clean Slate Act from, you know. And there's a lot of things that need to change along with the Clean Slate Act.
Some of the discussions more recently have been talking about possibly a case-by-case individualized system for different prisoners, depending on their own personal needs to have their criminal record waived. Do you think that this system could work, or would it take up too much time?
Well, I think it would definitely be better than what we have. You know, so some advocates are proposing that, you know, say a probation officer would review individuals on a case-by-case basis and see whether they would be eligible for getting their record sealed, you know. And I think that would be a positive step in the right direction. But it would be a small step. Hey, like, again, these are big systemic issues that we need to be tackling at a range of different levels. And, you know, often these kinds of individualized assessments can become really focused on risk, you know, particularly if they're being done by the Department of Corrections. You know, the Department of Corrections is in the business of crime control and often perceives people, you know, formerly incarcerated people by default as kind of risky in various ways. So, you know, whether that would lead to a meaningful expansion of access to expungement of records would remain to be seen. But it would be a step in the right direction. You know, it would be more than simply saying no one who's been to prison can ever get their records sealed. So, a step in the right direction, but you know, one part of a larger set of changes I think we need.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.